May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And just spending time with the Lord this morning, Holy Spirit spoke really clearly that he wanted to say something to me through Ephesians chapter 6. I was a little reluctant to, because I've spent a lot of time in Ephesians 6 recently, and I couldn't think of what else the Lord wanted to say. And so I read through until I got to the very end, and I read something that kind of got my attention. It hooked me and brought me back. And it spoke something so real to me. You know, the scripture says that faith works through love. That's Galatians 5:6. But I also believe the scripture makes it really clear that love works through faith. One of the things we've done in the recent season is celebrate passion. And I'm grateful for passion. But we are affected by the fall, and our emotions are affected by the fall also. And there are those times in the midst of the battle when it's really intense, when you don't feel a lot of passion. And the truth is that we're called to live by faith. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says, and Christians live by passion. Again, thank God for passion. Thank God for redeemed emotions. Those of you who've known me long enough know that when I gave my life, surrendered to Christ, I was clinically mentally ill. I suffered from clinical depression and clinical anxiety a couple of centuries ago. And so I was glad when God began to heal my emotions, and I was glad to feel holy and positive passion. And I'm an emotional person, so that's something I get to experience a lot. But there are some times when your feelings go on a vacation. And that's why the scripture says that we live both in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, twice in the New Testament, that the just live by faith. One of my heroes in the Lord is Mother Teresa. And those of you who haven't read a lot of young Mother Teresa, especially certain circles you're exposed to, Heidi Baker may be one of your heroes. And Heidi Baker's book, Compelled by Love, which is one of the great books, every start of every chapter she quotes Mother Teresa because it's one of her heroes. And Mother Teresa spent the last 50 years of her life without ever experiencing in her senses the presence of God. And yet the story of her walk with the Lord was she had many encounters with God, many powerful encounters with the Lord. Now, that's not a normal story. I've never heard that story before, ever, ever. And yet she wrote all these books about God, loving God and honoring his heart, quenching his thirst for love, just amazing stuff. Again, affected people, contemporary people in profound ways like Heidi Baker and others. And yet, after she died, it was made known by some of the people who wrote about her that that was privately something that she experienced. Now, in her early days, she said to the Lord, God, I want to love you more than any human being has ever loved you before. And the truth is, from what I know and all the things I've read, I believe that that actually happened. Because it's easy to love God when you feel. Now, I've told this story before, and it scared people to death. Oh, my God, I don't want that to happen to me. Again, I've never heard of anybody else that's ever happened to. And she was called to minister to the most broken people in the world. She was called to minister to the least of the least, the poorest of the poor, in Calcutta, India. And of all the places I've been and all the times I've spent in Africa and have been among poorer people than I could ever imagine, there's no place in the world. If you ever talk to missionaries who spent any time in India, it's the hardest place in the world to go and to be. And she spent her life there and gave her life quenching Christ's infinite thirst for love. But she did it by faith. At times she longed for the feelings again, but she consistently did it by faith. And listen to this scripture. This is from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 23 and 24. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all those who love the Lord Jesus Christ with an incorruptible love. A love that's not corruptible, unfading, is really a better translation. But look back again. I know this can be interpreted more ways than this, but it says, peace be to the brethren and love with faith. There are times, like I said earlier, where we grow in mature love and we offer him sacrifices of praise. When we don't really feel it, when we're in the midst of the battle, and it's there when we love him, it's there when we praise him, that it ravishes his heart more than any other time. Because it's easy to praise him. It's easy to love him. It's easy to tell him that you love him when you're feeling it and there's passion, you know, in your midst of a worship service. But what about when you're washing the dishes? You've gone to serve somewhere and you're washing filthy, dirty dishes or picking up trash. I remember after the march, because the federal government made us move all the Dempsey dumpsters, take them out of town, when I drove into church early Monday, that Monday morning, I thought, oh my Lord, that city's totally trashed. And so it's easy to praise God. It's easy to love him when you pray for somebody and they get healed. But what about when you're just picking up trash? That some of it is because of just inconsideration of people. Can you love him there? Can you worship him there? What if you're being inconvenienced? What if you're 3 o'clock in the morning and you're getting up the next time because you're having to get up for a child that's sick or who's afraid or under attack or whatever? Do you love him there? Do you love him by faith? Lord, I love you here. I'll dance with you here. The scripture says, if you love me, he says, you'll keep my commandments. Sometimes obedience isn't by passion, but it's always by love. It's always an act of affection. But there are those times when the affection of feelings of affection aren't there, but you do love him. And from that place, you love him by faith. And let me just say this to you. There's a place in the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, one of the great places that said, who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? There are times in this fallen world that God accelerates the discipleship, the transformation process, by allowing us to go through wilderness places. And often in wilderness places, the feelings, that's where they go on vacation, because they want to be in Canaan. Yet we're in the wilderness. And it's there we learn to love him. It's there he solidifies to us that he's our beloved. That he's the lover of our soul. It's there we learn to trust him by faith. And when you come out of that place, the very next verses in the Song of Solomon, the Lord says, now seal your heart for love. Now you can experience the fact that my love is like a vehement flame, that waters can't put it out, my love for you. And there's just this place of acceleration, even in our love for God and even in our passion for him, when in those moments you love him by faith. Because you do love him. And let me just say again, that's not a phony love. That's the most real kind of love you'll ever offer him. It's when you don't feel it and you offer it to him anyway, because you know you do. And you know he believes that you do. And it's got nothing to do with feelings. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's stand together.